All right, welcome to the 38th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up.
Happy New Year's.
Happy almost New Year. If you are not our friends and family, we don't know why you're listening, but probably for the crackles in the background of the Yule log. If you are our friends and family, we know you're listening only for the crackles in the background of the Yule log. Should be a lot of fun. We got a fun guest lined up, coming off of a long week of doing absolutely nothing.
Speak for yourself.
Doing not a whole lot, besides hanging out with family and having fun. Obviously, that's what we were doing, but yeah. Charlie?
Grant.
What'd you do this week?
Tis the season.
That's true.
I got a car. I bought a car.
Big.
I feel way more of an adult than I did just 4 days before. It was a crazy experience. But yeah, writing that check, like the down payment, my hand was like starting to shake. It was just like, oh golly, what am I doing? But yeah, so I'm a car owner again.
Yeah,
it's fun.
When I bought my car, I just remember writing the check and thinking, this really sucks.
It's a lot of money.
Like, this is a lot of money that I could have held on to for a lot longer.
Yeah.
Goodbye, money.
I wrote the check and I was like, oh. And then I went outside and got the car and I was like, okay, this is pretty sweet. Like, yeah. Once I saw the car, I got to drive it again.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, worth it. Let's go. I'm super excited now, so.
We both kind of did funny things where I got my car and then I drove it straight to Minnesota.
I got my car and drove it straight to Chicago.
Yeah.
It was very helpful. Thanks, Mom, for the help. She helped me a lot. But yeah, did that over Christmas break. Break in air quotes because I just took time off. Don't call me at Christmas breaks. It felt like I was in school. So yeah, did that over Christmas. Yeah, so I have a brand new vehicle.
Congrats.
Thank you. It still has a new car smell. You always think you kind of have a hint of it, and then you see a real brand new car. It's like,
nope, didn't have it.
Nope, this smells way better in here. So, which like over-unders on how long that's going to last, that smell?
Ooh. Before summer, it'll be gone.
4 months, I'm thinking?
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, especially if you get, like, any, like, sweaty running clothes in there or something.
Uh-huh.
That'll take it real fast.
I'm going to find a bunch of people that smoke cigarettes and just have them hang out near your car, not in it. Just near your car, so then your car just, like, every time you get in, it just wafts in.
You take out open the door and pulls a little bit of smoke in. that might be expensive.
It probably could.
Worth it.
having to like buy them packs of cigarettes and so they'll stand in the same spot when they smoke. That'd be funny.
How was your Christmas time in Des Moines?
Dude, it was great. It was great. Always good to see the family, the friends. Pretty low key. Nothing too wild. Before we go any farther, I'm just like, we have a fire on the TV in front of us.
Does it feel warmer here? It feels warmer here to me.
I feel warm, but also at the same time, I just can't stop staring at it. Like for some,
I'm doing the same thing I would with a real fire.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm just staring at it, and it's really mesmerizing. But
speaking of real fire, on Christmas, not to interrupt your story, but on Christmas, it was so nice out. We lit a fire in the backyard. We had a fire going.
A bonfire?
Yeah. So
it was like 60 degrees on Christmas.
Amazing. So yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying you're in Des Moines, so it was great.
Yeah, it was good. You know, just low key time, nothing wild. Got a new TV, got everything I wanted for Christmas, and everything I didn't need.
The new TV is great.
The new TV is a good touch. If anyone wants a really small older TV for free, hit me up.
You can come get it.
Yeah. I text half you guys the link to this podcast, so you have my number.
I don't know what I was going to say there.
Yeah, it seems like I haven't really done any work for at least 3 weeks now.
So I went to work yesterday and I sat down and was like, I'm trying really hard. And like, I'm going like 10-minute spurts. I'm like, oh, I'm back. And then it's like, just kidding. This is exhausting. You need to take a break.
I was trying to get some work done on Monday, which is December 30th. I went into work, sat down at my desk for a little bit. I shot out one email, and then I read the email back to myself, and I was like, what did I just write? Like, holy camoly. I've been out of commission so long, I can't even write like a coherent email. I had to follow up and be like, oh, sorry.
Holiday brain.
Yeah, my bad. Oh, sorry about it. So, yeah, that was tough. But besides all that, this is like one of the better times of the year for weekend football. I don't really care that much about the bowl games that go on during the middle of the week.
Weekend football. I don't even know what when a weekend is anymore.
That's true.
So it's all weekend.
That's probably why it does feel like weekend football to me. But
yeah,
like Rose Bowl's coming up on New Year's Day. That's exciting. Iowa won their bowl game last weekend.
Crap out of USC. That was so fun.
University
of
Spoiled Children.
Burn.
Yeah. Other than that, it's just been a really fun time having to not work, and I'm just imagining that first full week back at work next week.
Man.
I'm probably gonna go home sick.
let's
think about good.
That was
good
longest,
for
that was the longest break for not working since I started working.
It worked well. It was both Wednesday.
I had 9 days off in a row, so that was quite, including weekends and everything.
Yeah,
that was quite very relaxing. But now we're back in the cities for the New Year's.
Back here, we're ready to roll the New Year's. Get wild.
Should we place a bet on our bowling that we're going to do tonight?
There is some bowling. So we're going to a bar that has 2 bowling lanes.
Last time we bowled, you beat me.
That's true. I'm not sure how long these are, if this maybe is like candlestick bowling.
What if it's like the fake bowling? Like it's like
a
bocce ball.
We'll set some. Well, yeah, that's like can't set candlestick bowling. All right, so just some ground rules. Has to be full bowling.
Legit
full
bowling.
Balls.
Like valet and style bowling.
And I win 1 out of 3.
Deal.
I think that's fair.
For free drinks for us tonight?
Yeah, it's dumb. Next guy has to walk up to the bar.
It's, for those of you who don't know, it's you pay a cover fee and everything inside's free. So
it's called inclusive.
Yeah, it's all inclusive.
It's like a Caribbean cruise.
I think I made that term up, all inclusive.
Yeah. Except for the Caribbean cruise, you get the ship too.
And you're in the Caribbean.
Do you get to own the ship when you pay all inclusive for the Caribbean cruise?
I think that's part of the deal. You're on the deed.
Yeah.
You're on the title.
You get put on the title at least for that short stint of time.
For better or for worse.
You're basically leasing it.
That cruise ship that...
You lease the entire cruise ship.
I mean, you free reign.
You own it, right?
I think you just walk
up. What happens in international waters?
I say you walk up to wherever the steering wheel is, and you go, I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That can go well.
I'm in.
That's not pirating.
And then get Tom Hanks involved and make a movie out of it. Yeah, but other than that, it's been a really good last 2 weeks. And the next week should be interesting. We got a really fun episode coming up.
But Grant, has it been a fun decade? We're celebrating not just a week, not just a year. We're celebrating a decade.
That's a smooth transition. I like it. It has been a good decade.
I like to think it's been a fun decade.
I think back to when I was 15.
I was saying, 2010. What was 2010 Grant Study doing on the 31st of January?
Sophomore in high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know what I was doing. I probably had to be home at like 10, 11, 15.
So you graduated college in 2013.
Yep.
So yeah. Yeah. I was most likely eating a Pizza Hut big box in the Jason's basement. Most likely also playing some Call of Duty and sucking so bad at it.
Oh, there was 1 year actually we went for a run and ran into the New Year.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I have a Christmas tradition with one of my friends, Connor. He's a friend of the show's.
The one you're engaged to.
Technically, we're engaged. He didn't say no.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to get invited.
Sure.
That's also not a no.
We were just gonna elope, but
you need a witness.
These are all for tax reasons. We don't need a witness. They have those in Vegas. Anyway, Connor and I run at about 11:50 every Christmas Eve into Christmas, and it's gotten harder the older we get because it just comes us like having our family get-togethers and then meeting up after that, and we've, you know, had a little bit of wine, had
a huge meal.
I had crab legs in my belly, and we decided to go run for like 2.5 miles, you know, really slowly, obviously, but
it's still effort.
It's the effort. So I'm glad we don't do it for New Year's Eve anymore, because the New Year's Eve run, I feel like, would go downhill quick.
But that could be dangerous.
Either way, fun stuff, and that brings us into our podium.
I think it's a good podium. Great. What is it?
Our podium is the biggest things that have happened to us individually this decade.
This decade. I'm probably going to miss a few.
I'm going to probably miss a lot.
There's a lot of things that I probably don't remember.
I'm going over probably 10 of the most influential years of my life.
Yeah.
But let's narrow it down to three things.
Yeah. I'm going first.
Go ahead.
My first one is getting my first job out of school.
Boom.
It's also like my first big, only job out of school.
Big
but
one.
I feel like that's a pretty big moment in my life.
Yeah. That's I mean, I guess that was a pretty big one for me.
Should I couple that with moving to Chicago?
No, you can't couple. You cheater. Now I'm debating which one I want to do first.
Fine, I'm decoupling.
Okay.
Officially decoupled.
I will start with, graduating college.
I was on my list.
That's a pretty big one.
That's a big one.
We graduated college.
We did that. We did that thing.
I'm edumacated.
I got a diploma. I got a piece of paper. It's on my bedroom floor. I know exactly
what
it's
at. In that span, we also graduated high school?
Graduations. We'll say graduations.
Yeah, graduations. I'll get you both. Period.
Okay, well, I'm just going to take my other one then.
Do it.
I moved to Chicago.
Damn.
Moved away. So that was a pretty big moment. I know those are all like pretty much the same time. I'm pretty much focusing in 2017.
Yeah.
But 2017 was a big year for me.
I learned how to be independent. Because I'm an independent man.
So sappy. That's going to put my last one to shame a little bit.
I don't know. Independence is cool. I live all by myself. People have to check in on me every now and then make sure I'm still alive.
Yeah, that is true. No, it is. I mean, yeah, living, getting an apartment by yourself, doing that thing is a big thing.
If I imagine myself at 15 to now, can you imagine my 15-year-old self living in this apartment all alone? I can't even imagine how many ways that would have gone around. Yeah.
We should do that.
It would be a lot of insurance we'd have to take out on this place.
That's a fun visual. I'm just kind of picturing like a very less savvy Home Alone.
Yeah, it'd be a lot less savvy.
I mean, it'd be like anyone, really.
And it'd be a lot more poor because I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah. My last one is kind of a coupled one, and it's going to be at the expense of Grant saying Charlie closed the yearbook. But technically for this, we're opening the yearbook. High school coupling, winning the state cross country with my teammates and going to nationals and running there in Portland. That was a pretty big moment, a lot of fun. So yeah.
Oh, well, we can leave that one in the last decade.
that happened in 2012.
My last one, man, I don't know. It's kind of wild.
Turning 25 and getting lower insurance rates?
That was a pretty big move. It's hard to limit to three items what happened.
It feels big at the time.
Now looking back at it, it doesn't feel as big.
Just because like the most recent thing feels big. Buying a car was huge. I mean, that is pretty big.
Nah.
I could put that on the list, but.
I mean, I bought a car.
You bought a car.
Woo!
Yeah! I got a rise.
That was against my, like, I didn't want to buy a car.
You can't need a car.
I just had to buy a car.
Yeah.
I was like forced to buy a car. It worked out well. I like my car. Don't get me wrong, but just a circumstance. But yeah, man, now I'm trying to think about other big things that happened this decade.
I went to a couple weddings. Those are big for other people.
I
read at a wedding. That was pretty big.
Cuban cigars became legal. Marijuana became legal in at least three states.
2020, it's coming here.
Yeah, and tomorrow it'll be even more.
Yeah.
Sports
gambling.
Sports gambling became legal. And these are all big things that we could have just brought up before, although they don't really personally affect us.
So far, I'm like all for everything.
We like to gamble, but we don't gamble that much. We don't smoke weed. Because our moms are listening.
No, it's been there's a lot of big things that happened. So yeah, thank you for all of you who were part of those big things.
Yeah, he's the sappy one.
All right, the Yule log.
The Yule log really has us mesmerized. We might have to turn it off for interview. Anyway, let's jump in the interview right now. Emma Nelson, a lot of fun, high school friend of mine, and we will get it going.
Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, now we welcome on a really good high school friend of mine, a new friend of Charlie's, but that doesn't hold her back from coming on the show, Emma Nelson. Emma, welcome on.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. Our pleasure.
Just in time for the new year.
Just in time, yeah.
2020.
The decade wraps up. You got to wrap it up with about 9 hours of driving, but still sounds like you're mentally with it, so we'll start with the first question. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. As you know, since you listen to some of them, the first question we ask everyone is, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? Although you've barely met Charlie a couple times.
Maybe just once.
If you have any great stories about either Grant. Of us.
If you have a good story about Grant, now's the time to share it.
Okay, I was trying to think of this, and I'm almost positive this was you, Grant, but the summer after senior year of high school, 4th of July.
Probably me.
My parents went out of town, and everyone convinced me to have a 4th of July party.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, that is exactly what I thought. And you and Abe wanted to set off fireworks in my backyard.
Yeah, but the next door neighbor was pregnant, and your mom said no, and everyone said no.
No, and so then you and Abe went next door and set them off in their backyard.
Okay, I didn't go with Abe, though.
That was only Abe?
I just stood in the backyard and watched. But I wasn't in their backyard, I was in your backyard.
That makes it so much better.
For sure got grounded. Thanks to you guys, but, you know, it was worth it.
Grant, you should retroactively have to pay off that debt and ground yourself now.
I'll ground myself tomorrow all day.
Yeah.
New Year's Day, I will be grounded all day. I won't even leave the house.
Best day for that.
I actually have a great story about you, Emma.
Oh, no.
Right before we all went to college... The day before you left, I had a couple weeks left.
I would say this is the first thing I ever knew about you, Emma.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
This is mortifying.
You throw a bonfire in your backyard before you leave. Everyone's there, and I just proceed to make sure that everyone drinks a lot of things.
Waters.
Everything.
Many waters.
Carbonated water.
And then Emma is beyond hungover, having to drive 9 hours to school and then move into her new dorm.
No, it gets so much worse. Like, so much worse. The whole 9 hour drive, I am sobbing because you know that hangover when you're so hungover, none of your mind functions.
Yep.
I was completely like in the back seat, just howling, sobbing, so hungover. My parents purposely driving on a rumble strip just to like make it worse.
That's awesome.
They're like, we're gonna make the next 9 hours a living hell, and I was throwing up. It was terrible and probably the worst part of 2013 for sure.
Yeah, Grant's always been that friend as far as I've known him. He makes sure everyone else has a really good time.
That doesn't surprise me.
You know, it's a tough quality to have.
Some say it's a talent.
Maybe it's a talent. I apologize, though.
You know what? It's totally okay.
You'll never forget me, that's for sure.
No, yeah. I forgive you.
Unless you do forget you.
Yeah, you can forgive
me. Yeah, exactly.
You can forget, though.
So we kind of hinted at you live in Ohio now. And I have to ask, like, meeting new people there, is there any like funny stories about people mixing up Iowa and Ohio and Idaho?
Well, I think the people in Ohio are pretty used to that.
Right.
The worst part, is when almost every person I meet, when I tell them I'm from Iowa, I get this sad look and like they apologize. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, honey.
And I get so mad. I'm like, you're from Ohio. You're so much better. I'm like, well, I'm not sorry, actually, so.
Well, they have, like, 13 electoral votes, so are like, what, three now, two?
We have, like, four. Yeah. I don't know.
It went down.
Yeah, there are a lot of people here, but no. It's just this weird kind of pretentious thing. It's like, you're the exact same state.
Yeah. You have Cincinnati and Cleveland, and I'm not even sure that makes it better.
I was like, Cleveland, I don't know how much of a pro or con that is.
The Bengals. It's almost worse.
You get rid of those, maybe it's better. Bring it up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was the worst part about traveling. I remember one time I went skiing in Colorado, and we were on a gondola going up, like, to go ski, and this lady was from Texas or something, and she's like, "Oh, Iowa, isn't that where the potatoes are?" And you're just like, "No, come on." Yeah. Like, you're Texas.
Be better.
Like, be better than that.
Yeah, after all, you have to just agree. Yep, same thing.
So you're big into, like, camping, the boundary waters and everything.
Yeah.
How did you camp. How did you ever get into all of that? Was it just growing up with it?
Yeah, my dad used to work up in the boundary waters when he was in college in his summers. And so I grew up going up there. And then in college, I applied and got accepted at the same outfitters. So I spent my summers up there, and it's sweet. It's like off the grid. It's kind of like Jersey Shore, but camping.
It's a great comparison.
All right. Count me in.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of, like, 20-year-olds living in a house in the middle of nowhere, and you kind of have to, like, create your own fun because you're truly off the grid. But
right.
It's fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Are there any, like, crazy stories, like, getting lost up there?
Oh, my God.
You gotta have
not
something.
Not necessarily getting lost, but that, I mean, any, you guys know, any type of place like that, like any national forest or park, you get a lot of interesting people
Come
up there to visit. So we were always just around us, so we were always really excited to meet the guests that would come up and stay in our campgrounds, but sometimes they were like on, like, fleeing or like on the run, and
nice.
We would like kind of have to like give police tips here and there, but it was kind of fun.
Okay, so let's say Grant comes into your campground, he's fleeing. Like, what kind of tips are you giving? Just like, "Hey, Joe Schmo's here," or
this guy obviously seems like he like slings crack or something like
Grant,
that.
If it was Grant, I'd probably give him like tips where to go.
Hey, go hide in this cave. 911, there's a guy in this weird cave and he makes these howling noises.
I'm like, yeah. He's just gonna start living with a pack of wolves. He'll just become one of them.
I'd fit right in. That'd be awesome. Actually, that reminds me, that entire story, like you're talking about people getting lost. One time I went hiking with my friend Trevor when he lived in San Francisco in the Muir Woods, and I got lost, and we were literally so confused. So you didn't have any cell service, so we're like, okay, well, I just needed like a compass or something to find out where we're going. We didn't know where we were, took a wrong trail, ended up hiking like 15 miles when we were only supposed to hike like 6.
Happens to the best of us.
And then we had to literally find like a bed and breakfast so that we could use their internet to call a Lyft.
Did you end up in Idaho?
Yeah, San Francisco to Idaho is pretty close. Yeah,
that's roughly 15 miles if you just scale it right on the map.
Pretty much, yeah. Almost Portland.
Yeah, I'm directionally challenged even with the compass. So.
Oh yeah, no one uses compasses anymore, do they?
I mean, we had to use the compass on our phone like once or twice to make sure we were going the right direction.
Yes, that's true.
Because if we just get south, as far south as we could go, you know.
You hit something eventually.
Yeah. That's what I think about being so close to the ocean.
Yeah.
Right.
I can smell the salt. We must be close.
Go south or west and you're really going to hit some water eventually. So yeah, we ended up like walking down Highway 1 on that side of like Sausalito or on that side, on the other side of the salt. Sausalito's on one side, whatever the other side was. It was wild, but anyway, I'm not sure why I went on that tangent.
Well, I'm glad you lived to tell the tale.
I did. Yeah. So, you went to Xavier. Did I say that right?
I went to Xavier, yes.
You went to Xavier.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that was the wrong way to say it until we were prepping for this.
No, I honestly didn't know until I went there.
Okay, that makes me feel so much better.
To make it worse, I didn't really know where Ohio was on the map until I went there. That is probably the worst part.
She was one of the people who was like, Idaho and Iowa confused.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Or in Ohio.
Yeah, I came out here to do a college visit, and it was all news to me. Indiana, Ohio, everything.
Indiana, Ohio, all the states.
Texas is up here. Wait, what?
So, did you enjoy living your life through college basketball year after year after year after year?
I mean, yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was kind of a bummer, I guess, when you start because all your friends are at big state schools and doing tailgating. And I don't know if you guys had this at St. Thomas. Do you guys have football?
we have division. We were all division three, so we didn't go to any of the football. I went to two football games, I think, in my career.
Yeah, I went to like 2.5 games in 4 years.
They weren't.
I mean, so it's pretty much the same thing. Then.
Right. So yeah, we get that.
Which is kind of a bummer when everyone was tailgating at like Iowa games and stuff. But then basketball started, so it was fun.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that. So we just sat there and twiddled our thumbs in cold weather.
And then ran.
Yeah, but so then you're still in Cincinnati.
Still in Cincinnati. It's cool. I mean, there's really, it's a Midwestern town. I feel like it's similar to Des Moines, but there's sports and sports. It shares a border with Kentucky.
Are you that close to Kentucky, really?
Yeah, I can like see Kentucky from my apartment.
All right, Sarah Palin.
So
I wish it weren't true, but it's true.
So if you're hosting a brand new guest, what's like the one thing you recommend they go see?
Ooh, probably downtown.
Downtown.
I know it's the Reds, but a Reds game.
A Reds game?
Ooh. They're in season. Yeah, because the stadium's right on the river. There's a bunch of stuff down there.
All right.
It's cool. And the tickets are like $5.
All right, we'll be there.
I need to go to a Reds game.
Next season, come on down.
So, 2020 is tomorrow.
2020.
What?
How crazy.
What would you say the biggest thing that happened to you this last decade was? Ooh.
Decade?
Yeah.
That's 10 years.
So you would have been, you've been 14, because you're 24 right now. You would have been 14. Between 14 and 24, what's the biggest thing that happened?
Good math, Grant.
Thanks. Appreciate
that. Yeah, that was really good.
I don't remember when your birthday was, so.
No, it's impressive. Wow, past 10 years. I was preparing maybe to say, think of something for 2019.
Well, maybe that was the biggest thing that happened to you.
2019 was a great year. It wasn't.
I'm not saying anything bad about it. I had a great 2019.
I guess. Becoming an adult, like.
Oh no.
you said the same thing.
I said becoming independent, not an adult.
Okay, it's the same thing.
I do not want to become an adult.
Ooh, no. I'm still holding that out to the next decade.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's kind of big, but it's kind of underrated? Getting your driver's license.
Oh, that's a great one. We both that's didn't a really have good that. One, we both actually. Missed that one.
Yeah, that happened this decade.
That's
wow.
That is pretty wild.
The freedom that comes
days where you couldn't get somewhere by yourself.
Yep. Also, I mean, I had my driver's license and still couldn't get places. But
this Christmas break, I didn't bring my car home, so I was back in that stage. I was like,
Mom, can
I get a ride?
Off at the bar.
Yeah. Can you pick us up at like 3 a.m.?
I think that might be it.
That's a great answer.
That's a very good one. I like that. What do you think the biggest thing is going to happen to you in the next decade is?
Ooh. Oh my god. Until I'm 34?
Yeah. Damn, fuck that. Damn.
You don't have to answer this one.
I'll try to answer it on my own too.
I like to think I'd get married by then. Who knows?
Yeah, but you think like 10 years? I guess. Maybe.
I know it's a tall
30, order, but 35. By the time I'm 35, I hope to have
property, land.
Be on
that's
our,
a good one.
Be on our 12th episode, 12th season of Charlie and Me.
I can only hope so.
Can I be on the 2030 episode?
Yeah.
Episode?
Yep.
I will put it in my calendar right now.
Yep, it's already in.
Same.
Boom.
I think, being like a real estate guru.
Ooh.
I mean, like by owning real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by owning it.
Don't sell.
That makes you makes you a guru.
The 2030s are not gonna be a good time to sell.
No. Or you know what? I had a good one. Oh, I want to live in another state, a state I haven't lived in yet.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you have a list going or like?
Yo, Illinois is between Iowa and Ohio, so you could just.
Could be next on the list,
Go right.
Pit stop,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Charlie and I are working like a circle, so we have to live in Wisconsin next, and then we'll live in like
the upper
pretty
Midwest.
Much all the upper Midwest.
Yeah, is the Midwest the only option?
It's a good option.
It's just been convenient.
Baby steps here. Baby steps.
I was in southern Illinois today.
That's too bad.
Because I was driving.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I don't know what town I was in, but I stopped at a gas station to go to the bathroom, and when I walked in, the person next to me, her jewel was on the ground.
No. Oh, no.
No.
And it looked like she, like, had fallen out because it was kind of out of her reach. But then she got out and started washing her hands, and I walk out, and her jewel is in her mouth.
Oh.
And we make eye contact, and, like, she knows and I know that I just saw it on the ground and then in her mouth.
Oh.
That's uncomfortable.
Dude, that girl's going to get hand, foot, and mouth disease, but... Even
I wasn't
though,
surprised.
Even though only babies get it, but she's going
to find a way.
Is that how you get hand, foot, and mouth disease?
Yes, it is, because the jewel hit the floor, which is people's feet, and then she picked it up with her hand, and then she put it in her mouth.
Feet is what's on the floor, but...
I said feet.
Shoes.
Yeah, but...
Crap.
They're attached to your feet? Oh, yeah, I don't want to think about what else is on that floor.
Well, I have to think about it for, like, 6 hours today.
So, the last question we ask... Moving on, great segue. No, but last question we asked is a tattoo question. Now, Emma, do you have any tattoos currently?
I don't.
What tattoo would you get right now, and where would you put it?
How did I not think of this?
And Charlie's face is always an option.
We usually say Grant's face, but I'm honored you brought me into this.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, I would get your face tattooed on me.
Yes.
It's the first person to say that.
Where would you put it?
Full back plate.
Yeah, I think like my whole like stomach.
Like a tramp. Ooh, like a full tramp stamp across the stomach, like between the belly button and like, yeah, that sounds nice. And like and like your belt line, like right between the, it's just a really long face.
I'll tell you, you'll never regret it. You will never regret it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Honestly, okay, next time I'll come to Chicago and we can get this, like, in a couple months.
Grant will pay for it.
I got a guy. Yeah, I'll do that. I got a guy.
Yeah, I'll do that.
His name's Lurch. He tattooed mine. Yeah, he has like face tattoos and stuff. But yeah,
wait,
great.
So do you have a tattoo of Charlie's face?
No, I have
just my name.
I have Charlie's name on my ass though.
Oh, great. I didn't know this.
Yep. That thing happened.
Yeah.
All right.
I love the commitment.
Before we jump into the trivia portion, which will be me versus you, do you have any questions for us?
Do you guys have resolutions for upcoming year?
Damn, resolutions.
I always forget to think of one. I want the cliche, take better care of myself.
As we're sitting here drinking Coors Light.
but I ran this morning, so.
Yeah.
That counts.
It's been a while.
All right. Do I go on the record and say this?
I think you need to.
Do I do it?
I think you do it. Put the stamp on it.
All right. We're going to go on the record. Dane, this is a good question. You really, this is going to make it a big episode. Emma, you ready? I think I might run a marathon this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom.
They're not that special. Been there, done that.
I've never done one before. Okay. Charlie's done too. Oh.
Did you still have all your toenails?
I haven't lost one yet.
And so I've never lost a toenail before.
Wow.
I've lost fingernails, but not toenails.
From running?
Yeah, I was really weird.
There's
style.
A lot of wind resistance on the hands when you run as fast as Grant does.
I run on all fours. You should have run.
Is there a specific marathon you want to run?
Not really. I don't really want to run any of them, but at this point I feel like I need to do one.
I'm putting a lot of peer pressure on them.
I have a lot of people giving peer pressure, so I figure I might as well just knock it out so people will stop saying stuff to me, and then I'll just be done.
Peer pressure works.
It does.
I think you're going to do it. I think you just got to manifest it.
I think you just got to sign up for it and then train for it. Sign up first, then train.
Yeah. Sign up first. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
To both of you.
Basically,
well, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to, you know, just the cliche.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the luck.
Health, fun.
What about you? What's your New Year's resolution?
I have a couple, but I think one of them...
To become a real estate mogul?
So bad. It sounds bad, but I'm not very good at keeping secrets, and I need to be better at keeping secrets.
I think you should tell us a secret right now, then we'll keep
it. You got any good ones?
No one listens to this.
It's not 2020 yet.
No, I gotta start early. I gotta get a jump start on that one. But yeah, I don't think I've ever kept a secret, so it's about time.
All right.
2020.
Cool.
To 2020.
To 2020. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
And here's some trivia.
Ready? Okay, so it's a quick trivia game. Grant, you go first.
Oh.
It's all geography related.
Good. I know where Ohio is.
Grant, which state is Lake Winnebago situated?
In Lake Winnebago?
Lake Winnebago.
What? It's either...
You mentioned this state today.
I have. Idaho.
Wrong. Wisconsin.
Fuck. There's too many lakes in Wisconsin. It doesn't count.
All right. I had no idea what that was going to be.
Emma, which country borders Switzerland to the north?
Germany?
That's correct.
Damn it.
Okay, Grant. This right. is to stay alive.
Stay alive.
Stay alive.
Okay.
Which is the only city present in Asia and Europe?
Moscow? Asia and Europe. Damn it. I got wrong.
That's incorrect. Correct answer was Istanbul. It's in Turkey.
Yeah.
So, Emma, you're the winner. Do you want your last question anyway?
Yeah.
Name the smallest continent in the world.
Continent.
Australia.
Wait, wasn't this my question?
Yes.
I still got it
wrong. Oh, Australia.
That's correct. I was really confused there. Emma, you win 2-0. Better luck next time, Grant.
And I would like to go, it was 2-1/2. Because I got Australia, but it wasn't mine.
It was a false buzzer.
Yeah, false buzzer.
Okay, we can rematch in 2030.
Okay, we'll rematch in 2030. I can't wait.
I should use the same questions and see if you guys can remember them.
Maybe I'll be smarter in 10 years.
Yeah.
Go. Decade resolution to be smarter.
That's always resolution.
Emma, thanks for coming on. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Emma.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was Emma Nelson. Fun time. We actually coaxed her into doing that while at a bar in a high school get together over Christmas.
Plus Charlie.
Hey. But fun times. It was a good time to catch up. But we have been sitting in front of this Yule log.
Still going on.
For about 40 minutes now. And I honestly feel warmer than I did before.
I just keep looking at it and I just feel happy.
Like, I feel like I just stood up and I can feel some sweat building on my stomach, you know?
Should I do this at work on one of my 3 screens? Just have a Yule log going?
Maybe.
I think it might not be a terrible idea.
Yeah, fuck the space heater. Here's a Yule log.
It's all placebo.
I like it. It's working well. I even took my socks off because I got warm.
You were wearing some thick wool socks.
Yeah, well, it's cold outside.
No, I don't blame you.
But wild. I honestly, I'm just like kind of baffled by the fact that this is so warm. And it's not warm because my TV's not giving off. Well, my TV might be giving off.
Are you nervous for this podcast? Maybe that's why you're getting...
Been nervous the whole time.
Yeah, I can really tell. It's really coming out in your tones.
Mm-hmm. Well, last episode of the year... Not of the season. But of the year.
The year.
We have some fun ones to come around to everyone. Next week. Next episode, I should say. Not next week. Gonna be a fun one. Might be a couple days late. But it's gonna be fun.
It'll be well worth it, I promise.
Well worth the wait. And boy, oh boy, we got some stories. So, Charlie, you want to wrap it up with a quote?
Grant, my quote, maybe more of a joke, but it's a classic dad joke on New Year's Eve. See you next year.
Oh, got him. I should have gone first.
Yeah. That's a good one to end on. I'll say it again at the end.
Okay. Anne Frank has, she said, no one has ever become poor by giving. So think about that for 2020.
And see you next year.
See you next year. Deuces.
Deuces.